بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are looking at the qualities that our Islamic way and the deen teaches us, which can make us winners in this world and the next. And as I mentioned right in the beginning, some of these may seem to be very simple and very obvious. The question is not whether it is simple or complicated. The question is not whether it is obvious or not obvious. The question is, do we follow them? Because the thing about any system, about any methodology, is it will work only if it is followed. I can know all about judo, or I can know all about taekwondo, or I can know all about karate, or about aikido, or any of the martial arts. I can be the world's expert on that. I could have memorized all the books ever written on that martial art. I could have myself written many books on this martial art. But if I go in the street and I am attacked, whether I win that fight or I lose depends on what? On how many books I memorized, or how many books I wrote, or can I do judo? Can I do aikido? Right? So I may be somebody who has a lot of knowledge about a subject, but I don't practice that subject. Then that knowledge will not benefit me. And I'm giving you an example of a worldly thing, not even of Islam, anything. It will benefit me only if I practice it. I can know all about the importance of regular exercise, but unless I'm doing it, won't help me. I can give a lecture on it, but am I doing it? I can know all about the evils of too much of sugar and too many sodas and too much of carbohydrates and whatnot, and must eat less fat and must eat high protein and low carbs. All this I know, but if my diet is not like that and I am maxing out on sodas, I'm maxing out on sugar, then the same thing applies to Islam. Knowing about Islam, knowing about the seerah, knowing about the Quran, memorizing the Quran, memorizing the kitabs, the siyah sitta, the kitabs of hadith, all of this is of no use if I don't practice it. Whereas if I'm practicing, then even practicing a small thing will do wonders for me, even if I don't know all the rest of it. I'm not against memorizing of the Quran or hadith. Please, by all means, do that. But the purpose is to practice. Now, the thing I want to talk about today is a very simple thing, which is punctuality. Now, we know the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he had a deal with one man and he said, I will meet you at this place at this time, say 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. or something in this place. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there on time. This man forgot, so he didn't come. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waited there for maybe an hour, then he went home. The next day again, same time, he came there and he waited. No sign of the man. Third day again he went there, same time. Third day the man came and he was absolutely flabbergasted. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm so sorry, I apologize, I completely forgot and so on. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, no problem. The point there is that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying to the man, without insulting him, he's saying to him that I do what reflects my character. So you decide your behavior, what does it reflect? Today, it's an open joke. We say Muslim time, we say Arab time, isn't it? Any Islamic function will never start on time. Salah in the masjid will never be on time. These guys are pulling my leg, Asad and Akhil and Dastagir and all that. They say, we come 5 minutes late, we miss one rakat. I said, of course you'll miss one rakat. Time is a number. To me, time is a number. Time is not a philosophical concept. 10 p.m. does not mean any time between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. No? Time is a number, specific number, nothing more specific than time. So if you are saying Salah begins at 10, it begins at 10. It does not begin at 1 minute before 10, and it does not begin 1 minute after. It begins at 10. I'm giving you only one example of Salah, but this is the issue of life. And why is that important? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the first ayat of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, keep your covenants, keep your promises. What is a promise? A promise does not have to be written on 12 sheets of paper and each paper notarized before a, you know, notary public and with a tax stamp on it. If I tell you that I am going to meet you at this time, that is a promise. So now what must happen? I must meet you. Yes, of course we are human. Yes, there can be unforeseen circumstances. Then what must happen? My responsibility to ensure that the information gets to you. And today, alhamdulillah, with all of these phones and whatnot, this is very easy. But my responsibility that I tell you in advance and say, look, this was our plan. We were supposed to meet. I'm sorry, I can't make it. But if I don't do that, and if I either don't turn up at all, or you come on time and you are waiting, and then I come later, and then I tell you some long story, this happened, that happened. This means I have no self-respect. Please understand this. A person who breaks a promise, a person who does not keep a promise, a person who does not stick to a particular time, a person who does not do what he's supposed to do, is reflecting that he or she has no self-respect. So I am saying to you by my behavior, please don't respect me, I am not worthy of it, right? Because I can't even stick to time. I can't even, if I tell you something, it's my word is not worth anything. So if you believe me, then you are a fool. You should never believe me, because if I tell you something, it means nothing. I mean, maybe it may happen, it may not happen, anything, right? So if you are believing me, then you are a fool. I mean, why are you believing me? Don't believe me, because I am not worthy of being believed. Seriously, ask yourself, is this what you want to say to the world? Is this what, because you are saying this. Anybody who is breaking promises, and I'm giving you the example of time because this is the most common thing, and may Allah protect us from ourselves. We do this all the time. But there may be other things like this. You tell somebody you will do something, you don't do that. You tell someone you will deliver, you won't deliver. I mean, this doesn't work. Right? And if you do that, then effectively, this is what you and I are saying. We are saying to the world, I am not worthy of being respected. Please do not believe me. Please don't respect me. Is this how we want to live our lives? So please, let us understand. This is an Islamic principle. This is a clear Islamic principle. When we do that, when we keep to times, when we keep to schedules, then you find that, number one, your life becomes far more productive. Number two, people respect you because you build up credibility. People say, no, he said it. A person's word is his bond. The ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, record your agreements and have two witnesses, that does not mean record because you might lie. That record is for others who might be involved who are not there at that time. For example, if I and Sheikh Abul Hasan, we have an agreement on something which later on affects his sons and whoever is inheriting from me, they are not there at the time, right? So two of us, we make an agreement, alhamdulillah, we are true, but then I die. And then somebody else comes and says, no, what was the agreement? Well, we don't know. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, record it, write it down. So that there is no confusion. It does not mean that when I give my word to Shaykh Abul Hasan, that this word has no meaning unless it is written down. No. Written down, no written down, makes no difference. If I give my word, that's it, that's the bond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness. We record only for the sake of reference later on by whoever. That is the question and that is the value of a person's character. So again, apparently a small thing. You know, you might say, well, what is such a big deal about time? No, it's a very big deal because this reflects our character. Our character as Muslims, our character as human beings. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to practice this beautiful deen which He sent, and then He sent a beautiful demonstrator for that, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to follow the deen and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.